If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Bob Seska.
Good morning, Stephanie Miller.
How are you, sir?
I am I'm fabulous, as always.
Yes.
Sparkly and fabulous.
Thank you.
As you can tell by the tone of my voice.
Sean Comiskey joins me in loving every time you say, now, Biff, don't con me. Every time, well, Cittolini says something.
I mean, he's so Biff. He's totally Biff Tannen. He's Biff Tannen from Alternate Universe 1985 and Back to the Future, too.
That's exactly it.
I am such a nerd. I was just listening to myself say that,
yes.
And I just went, oh, my God, you're such a nerd.
You are a nerd. And yet you are a hot, sexy hunk of genetically engineered super soldier meat.
We can be nerds, too.
Yes.
I was a tour guide at Universal Studios when that film was au courant. So it was,
and I was a waitress at Fung Lum yes. Restaurant in my polyester kimono at Universal Studios.
Which
I was 13. I don't know what.
Whatever, Bob. Let's move on. You tweeted, if slave owner Jackson had cut a deal to prevent the war, the deal would have included continued slavery in the South. Duh. Try again, Biff. And he did try again, which was even more pathetic, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing that we're avoiding, or that his defenders are avoiding in this. I think Bill O'Reilly, on whatever his new podcast is that he has, talked about this last night, and others have been talking, other defenders of Trump have been talking about this. Oh, yes, of course. Andrew Jackson obviously would have done a deal to avoid the Civil War.
Right.
What they don't admit is that any deal, whether it was in 1832 or in 1860 or whenever, any deal would have included, and this is a deal to prevent the Civil War, any deal along those lines would have included continued slavery in the South.
Yep.
That's what they're
yep.
not saying, and that's what they need to be called out about, that
yeah.
they are supporting the idea that avoiding the war would have had to have continued slavery in
yeah.
the United States.
Yeah. Didn't you love, though, him just doubling down? Because as you wrote in here, he always takes the bait, so he had to double down. Andrew Jackson, who died 16 years before the Civil War, was really angry about it and would have prevented it. It's like, what?
But
what?
He was dead.
He was psychic and he was angry about it. He knew what was going to happen 16 years in advance. Like,
yeah.
what?
And, you know, not many people are talking about
Nobody's
Andrew Jackson
talking about
enjoying a giant bowl of ice cream right before he died. Amazing ice cream.
It's almost as good as the chocolate cake.
That's right. You know, if there's something with Trump and associating desserts with death
yeah.
spots.
Yeah.
And I love that he's run out of lies to tell himself, so now he's repeating lies that Andrew Jackson may have told. He said the thing about, oh, politics killed his wife, they're sad. And somebody wrote at the time, they're like, there's no evidence that that's true, but Andrew Jackson believed it was true.
Right, death spot.
It's so funny.
And dessert.
The most empathetic I've ever seen Donald Trump when he was talking about Rachel Jackson,
right.
the late wife of uh-huh. Andrew Jackson, who died in 1828.
Right.
Donald Trump in that interview is like, and she died, and they killed her.
They killed her.
And the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then she was dead. It's like, oh my
well,
God.
Because, no, but it's like he was just whining about how unfair everyone is to Melania, right? It's like, and maybe she died because she hasn't eaten since the 80s. But okay, whatever.
I mean, more sympathy coming out of Donald Trump's mouth about Rachel Jackson in 1828 than about anybody in the last 170 years or whatever it calculates.
Yeah. Screw Jimmy Kimmel's baby. Let's talk about Rachel Jackson again.
Jimmy Kimmel's baby, right. Yeah, I only want to... I can't even imagine hearing what Donald Trump has to say about that monologue.
Yeah. Yeah, but you always, what you said, whether we observe, the President Trump answers questions like an eighth grader who didn't do his homework and has to BS his way through an exam.
Yep.
Do you see someone wrote out a whole book report on Andrew Jackson and like it was from Donald Trump? It's all misspelled.
Yeah, I love that. That is exactly, you know, so whoever made that made it for me. That's what I feel like.
Oh, my God. Well, my new contention as from yesterday's, I don't believe he went to school of any kind. I think he paid someone to go in his.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump is the villain from every 80s teen movie. I mean, this is the kind of guy who doesn't do homework and definitely pays someone else to do his homework. And then, you know, then the other thing is, when he doesn't know something, but wants to pretend like he knows something.
Right.
He says nobody else knows that
right.
information.
Yes,
everything. I'm the only one who's talking about it. That was the obvious sign of someone, just a world-class BSer.
Right. You said deflection often worked for Ronald Reagan, but Trump always takes the bait because he's apparently deluded himself into believing he's an expert on everything. I mean, I think all of us just, like, you want to just go, I'm sure even the people that work for him are like, oh my God, shut the up, Donnie. Just stop talking. Like, right, yeah. Every subject, you know, I don't know if you know this. Nobody else knows this, but here's what I just found.
Shut the up, Donnie.
Stop talking.
Now, Biff, don't con me. Now, this is a situation, too, where his entire staff probably hates it when he tweets now, because then they have to scramble around. You can just see it the other day. After the interview, after that clip was released, the clip with SiriusXM and the Andrew Jackson thing,
right.
They're all running to their computers to look up Andrew Jackson on Wikipedia to see how they can reverse engineer this disaster.
Right.
And that happens every single time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you said Trump thinks he's always the first human being in existence to learn about a topic and everyone else is dumb about it.
I don't know if you noticed this, but water is wet.
But you say it's the behavior of a clinically delusional man.
Well,
yeah,
he is.
That and or dementia, right?
I visited Rachel Jackson's grave. It was so sad.
She was my favorite dead. Jackson brother.
He had five wives. She was one of the Jackson
five. She was one of the Jackson
six.
But
she was my favorite. I liked Tito.
I stood there at the grave, ate some chocolate cake, had some ice cream. It was chocolate cake a la mode, the most beautiful chocolate cake a la mode you've ever seen at the grave. I was the only one there.
LaToya is the most underrated of all the Jackson wives.
I just wish I knew President Xi had been.
I left a piece of delicious chocolate cake at Rachel Jackson's grave.
Oh my God! Can you even imagine? Oh my God!
This is all
so close to the truth. That's
she loved the cake.
So
you did point out one fact. Hilarious. Fun fact that by the time Andrew Jackson was inaugurated, he owned roughly 150 people, including women and children. So there was
150
that.
150 people, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that is a massive number of slaves. Obviously someone with considerable wealth at the time. Mm-hmm. And that included women and children, yes, and included, you know, the ranks of his collection of slaves. I don't know what the hell he would even call that, but he would... He had additional slaves because they, you know, they were having children and things like that. People who were slaves to him for generations in some cases.
Yep.
Call it a menagerie.
And this is Donald Trump's hero.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I don't know, I guess someone associated Donald Trump with Andrew Jackson and whispered that in his ear. And now he's completely obsessed. He's like a little boy who watches Superman and then wants to put the towel around his neck and jump off the roof.
He's fantastic. He's fantastic. But if I'd been
who
around
hasn't
that,
done that?
He owned a huge amount of people, but if I was around him, would have owned more people.
That's right, but he always gave them cake. His slaves always had the most beautiful chocolate cake, and that's another thing Donald Trump can relate to.
You also tweeted, whiny diaper baby can't handle tough questions and has to awkwardly hide behind his desk, literally. Hashtag so much whining. I'm getting tired of all the whining.
That was one of my favorite moments when John Dickerson corners him about wiretapping.
Yeah.
And instead of confronting the question, just like he did with the White House Correspondents' Dinner, where he had to run off to Harrisburg to nuzzle in the ample bosom of his supporters, and then he did it again with John Dickerson, where he's asked about wiretaps, and he wanders off, just like he did that time when he was asked about Mike Flynn during that executive order signing, where he just forgot to sign the thing and wanders out of the room.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. No, that's what I said. Is he thinks like
the other day?
I think that was a response to the SNL sketch. He says, "See, I'm at the big boy desk. There's this little desk, and I can be invisible here if I want to. You can't see me."
It looked in that moment for the first time. I didn't see Donald Trump. I saw Alec Baldwin's Donald Trump. I saw Tony Atamadic's Donald Trump for the President Show. I saw all of his imitators in that moment where it just completely screamed to me that Donald Trump has become self-satirical with this kind of ridiculous behavior.
But
and
Bob,
we're only just over 100 days in.
Yeah, no, exactly. But besides being, I don't, all of it, sociopath, malignant, narcissist, I don't know, frontal lobe... injury, dementia. He's just weird. He is a deeply weird man. Like, Dickinson was like, it was clear I was to let myself out now. just right. That was one of my favorite John Olivers with the Merkel thing.
You weird, weird man.
Shake her hand, you weird, weird man.
I mean, there's nothing that emphasizes his weirdness more than, yes, the wandering off. But again, just the linking all of the world's brutal dictators with dessert foods.
Oh, my God. You know, somebody posted a picture. What are the, you know, the guards that stand at the White House, you know, the Marine, I don't know. But they were like, there's a picture
of cake.
Trump is like weirdly putting his hand on the guy's back like he's standing there with Melania, but he's like, you know, he's standing guard, and Donald Trump is doing something weird to his back, and it's just like another just deeply weird Donald Trump. Yeah, like, no, there's no sort of normal human interaction. Even his handshake is like the yank and pull.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say that with a handshake, just yanking people around. He's just completely and socially
inept.
He's completely awkward with almost everything he does. I noticed this, too. That I think they started powering down the props on Marine One before Trump even gets off the helicopter because of his hair.
Because of the unfortunate pictures and also that interpretive dance that the marmoset did that one time that's on video.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he has to wait. I think he's insisting to wait until the entire Marine One has been powered down before he steps off of that helicopter. So you can imagine him sitting there for however long it takes for a helicopter's props to power down entirely before he can get off the
Mr. Camera. President, here's your helmet.
See, if I were Melania, because, well, you know she hates that mofo as much as we do, I would get a sound effects box like I have, and I would just do the helicopter sound all the time.
Wait,
what are you talking about? Nothing's... If I could just get into that White House to gaslight him like he's gaslighting the rest of us.
That's so amazing. Yes.
What?
Oh, God. Yeah, can you imagine, like, they start trolling Donald Trump with the props of the helicopter? Yeah, maybe this time we'll just tell him the props are turned off and let him off and see what happens.
We're taking off. No, we're not.
As Fugelsang says, the two things he's most afraid of, a strong woman and a strong wind.
Strong gust of wind, that's right.
How awesome, how badass is Hillary Clinton? Didn't you love that yesterday? Oh, my God. You know that he just lost his shizzle when she brought up the popular vote twice.
And again, illustrating what she said at the convention, which a guy who can be baited with a tweet, you know, shouldn't be anywhere near the nuclear code.
Yes.
Yep. And he's so easily baited. It's just so easy to do that. And, of course, that's what she did yesterday. And, you know, I was glad that she did that. One thing I'm not very thrilled with these days is the constant Hillary versus Bernie fight that continues, which
will
be litigated after a year of being over.
Yeah.
And don't get me started on Jill Stein.
The next election is to continuously relitigate what happened.
Bob, you talk about this too. Jim was saying, you know, that we have this elements on the left still doing Russia's war. He was talking about, you know, the Jill Stein people going, oh, Russia's nothing. There's no Russia story.
There's no Russia.
What?
There's nothing except thousands of news stories that are corroborated across all of the different papers of record.
That's
nothing. The FBI's investigating. That's nothing.
Yeah, it happens every election. Yeah.
Exactly. What do they know?
All right. Love you, Bob Seska. See you next week.
Love you, Stephanie.
Go get his podcast, The Bob Seska Show. It's fantastical. Oh, yeah. Fantastical.